Begin the current daf, Masech Tischul and Daf Yedal. Begin the daf, begin the Tesis, begin with the words of the Mishnah, Hashaych b'Shabbos v'chud. If someone slaughters on Shabbos and B'Kippurim, even though it's Chayez b'Namshay, his Shechit is going to be Kasha. Now, Tesis says, I feel a bit amazed, even if he does deliberately, but look me, ultimately the Gemara wants to explain the Mishnah and Daf Tesvav that the Shechit is going to be Kasha. So Tosfos says, "Tame, it's a one because ibe mezid if it was done deliberately. How could the shechita be kosher? But when someone is a renegade to desecrate Shabbos, as this person is doing deliberately, also lechem shechitas, and I'll eat from a slaughtering kid muchel el. Like it's obvious in the Gemara previously that we had on Daf Hey Amid Aleph. By more, but the Gemara by look me bemezid." When the Gemara wants to say it's talking about deliberately, the Gemara explains that's going according to Rishita's Reb Meir. Now, Reb Meir is Leib Perigad Kama. Reb Meir holds in Bechoris of Lamed Amin Alv, a Perig Zabari Sened of Chob Zamin Alv, the Mumla Dover Echad, even if you're renegade for one halacha, Hamumlachal Torah Kula, you're considered a Mummer for the entire Torah. So, definitely Shabbos, and therefore that automatically would disqualify you from being valid to go ahead and do the Shechita. Hashem says, you can say, no, the Hasan befahesia. That's only when you do it out in the open. But here it's being done discreet. So even though you mum l'chal Shabbos, you not eat from a shechita, that's only when you do it befahesia. But Amiu, however, Lamai the Mukha could have mayor kasha, but at least the other question that Ramey holds, no matter what it is, if you do one thing wrong, you mum l'chal Torah kula, so then it's still difficult. Why is the shechita going to be kasha? So another approach you could say is the Mishum Pam Achas Lechasha Mummer. Just doing something one time would not make him into a Mummer. And here it just did it one time. Mishachtan on Shabbos. That sounds like the Gemara later on the Lamentes Menop. The Gemara says, Hashaychad is a behemoth. If someone slaughters an animal, Lizard Dumalowitz Kechavim, to spray its blood for Abedazar. Rish Lakish Lamum with Teres. Rish Lakish says that it's going to be permitted. And Opeish Bekunjus, Rashi explains, what does that mean? Muteres b'achila. It's permitted to be eaten. And v'hasam begavah b'akartalahu, and there the person gets executed for what he did. He min perig dal misa, and then the p'samachal v'manav, the mayor shlokesh agrees to b'akartalahu, that he's chayiv misa mid haba mishtach b'lahar, just like when you bow down to a mountain, the har mutter, although the mountain is mutter, but v'ayv the besayiv, the one who worships it gets the death penalty of being beheaded. And So the question would be, you know, what do you mean? It was chayiv misa, so it's like a void zara. So how could he say that it's permitted to be eaten? Rather, obviously, that because he did it one time, that doesn't make you into a mumah.
But more of a meanly come on. We see later on, Masayv Perik Sheni, at the end of the second Perik, the Mem Malf Menav Filman, the Amma Imkorn, the one who holds Adam Oitzid Dabbe Sheni Shalai, that you can make something that's not yours forbidden, Hanamili, Ivy Kechavim. That's if it's a non Jew. Al Yisrael, but if it's a Jew, it's Rebbe Amma Kumachab. And we say that, okay, he's just doing to bother. When he's Nasach the Yainim, another Yisrael, he doesn't make it forbidden. He's just not really doing truthfully for desire. He's just doing to chepa, to bother. Uparach, not the Gemara asked me, Beis Oichs and Mesakim. Two people holding on to Anai, Vashaychdin, and they slaughter it. Echad Lashem, Echad Mikalelo, one for any one of these things, Bechad Lashem, Davar Kasher, and one is doing it for the right reasons, Shchitasa B'sula.
So we're going to say that the Shechit is possible. Now, over there, it's Yisrael, and you could say, so why did we say that the one who's doing it for the wrong intentions disqualifies the Shechit? The Gemara answers, renegade Jew. Okay, renegade Jew is different. There, his intention is Chavad Dezar.
But says Tzayis v'Hashdan, now keeping the mummer who, since he's a mummer, so then Beloy Shemechad Mekalelo, so then forget about all these things. Tabled the apostle, we should say disqualified because he's a mummer. But says Tzayis v'Hashdan, Abel Ibuchad Zimna, lo yitz shechitasa, but if, like we're saying, that just doing one time wrong, it's not going to make his slaughtering forbidden, so nicha, that makes sense. Again, that proves the same point.
Ketanek Tzayis Master, they begin the words of the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, the Dorish Chia Barab Mishmei Bechulu. So it's Rav Huna saying the name of Chia Barab. So Tzai says, Tim, it's a wonder, because the Bechad Duch, the Mashma, in all places, it sounds like Rav Huna, how you call him a man, Rav Huna was the greater one. So he wouldn't be saying over his name. We find the Perikish Be'erichin, Erichin of Tezayim Mabez, that Mitzarli Rav Huna, Lechia Barab. That, you know, that's what usually an older one does to a young one. So the Perikil Lekech Be'em, Bechaz of Chabezim and Av, Dom Lechia Barab, Rav Huna, Rebbe, part of the Berech, explain your words. So Tzai finds it difficult. Why is Rav Huna saying in the name of Chia Barab? Like it says, Master, begin with the Gemara, Rav Nasim Chabrai, Lemaimer, Rabbi Hudahi. And the Chevra said that, okay, that this is Rabbi Huda. And then the Gemara goes to try to figure out which Rabbi Huda. But one thing is, Rabbanan, we're saying Shara Bachila, it would be permitted to eat a Filabayim even on Shabbos itself. Then it says, we're going to say to that, take a second look. It says a secondary point. But I mean, when you slaughter, there's blood inside. You have to salt it to get the blood out. How could you eat it without salting it? You're not allowed to salt on Shabbos, if that's prohibited to do that tikkun. But it would come away, for example, where not only did he slaughter, he also violated and he salted. That would be the case. Or you could say, actually, even out salting is permitted to eat it raw. Although there's a negative prohibition with the blood that's absorbed in the limbs, like the Gemara says, increases. That's only if the blood in the limbs, I mean, besides what comes out from where it's slaughtered, but in the limbs itself, that's only where it had been excreted, expelled to the outside. And then that blood from the limbs is prohibited. As long as it didn't separate, it's still inside. It's permitted. Like the Gemara is obvious later on, they would eat the liver until it didn't emit its blood. But the chalti la bachala, where they would soak it in vinegar, and it's permitted. And its vinegar is the gears is shari, is permitted. Because zichalya aser, if the vinegar would be forbidden, even nami aser, then the liver would also become forbidden. Because the cheicha, the pullet, because just like it emits it into the vinegar, how the bullet, it would get reabsorbed. But one thing we see that even though it's not salted, it's going to be permitted. V'amin nami aser, we used to say with the kikar shachatech ala baser that if you have a loaf of bread that you cut meat on it, asal achli nala eat, aval baser asam emuta, but the meat itself is permitted. But why? Yeah, you never salted it. Obviously, because that's where the blood's going into the bread. You see that as long as it didn't come out, it's permitted. Regarding raw meat, you're not allowed to move it on Shabbos. The ba'av's shari, but this goose meat is permitted. Why? Because you could eat it raw. Look, which obviously, that again, why? Because the blood that's inside is not a problem. And so to later on, the sugya says, if someone slaughters an animal for a sick person on Shabbos, it's permitted for a healthy person to eat it raw. What does that mean? That because the blood, even though it's in the limbs, it's not a problem. From this it seems, the basa litzali, that if you take meat to roast, you don't have to salt it at all, because the dam of amshle pirishari. When you cook, it's going to be soaking in, it's going to get the problem, but when it's roasting, it's falling out. And whatever's inside that didn't separate is going to be permitted. And that's what Rabbeinu Tam says. Now, but let me buy you don't have to say that this is okay. Kishenitzla habasa yafa, when it was very much roasted. So benifla kol adam and habaser the shari is of course is permitted because all the blood has been expelled from the meat. Even if it wasn't roasted so well, it's going to be permitted. Because which tries to address a point. He says, now, even though it is being expelled from one side of the meat to the other side of the meat, so that itself is, so to speak, it's considered parush and it should be a problem. No, it's not a problem until it gets expelled outside. So although it's going from one side to the other side, that's not considered parush. Only when it comes out, like we say, or I should say that later on, kofiyud beis, amin aleph, gab b'kikar shachatech ala basar, by the loaf that meat was cut on it, the filaman da asa kikar, that even the one who says the bread is forbidden, sharia basar, the meat is permitted, apishalei tzadom ayadayin, even though the blood didn't come out yet. And v'hadam rina, and b'perik ala basar, this is the gemara later on, of kofiyud gimel, amin aleph, gab b'rabashashas, the molch garma, that he would salt each piece separately. So the Gemara says, "Train my time alone. Why not two at a time?" From the parish mahai or balahai, because it's going to separate from this one and go and get absorbed by that one, and that's a problem. Chadinami parish mahai gisa balahai gisa. So you see that the Gemara understands that that's considered a problem when it goes from one side to the other side. So it says, "No, hasan parish legarma lechutz mahai gisa kama." We're saying that if it literally comes out on one side and then it goes to the other side. But it's not just like internally; it's actually doing that externally. That's going to be the problem. And by the meaning of this, that we say perikam the beyad of Yerav Menav v'shavin, that they agree shemolchan lav basa letzali, that they get salt in the meat to be roasted. Lo mishum de litzabale mlicha. It's not like, oh, because you see that you actually have to salt it for roasting, and if not, it's going to be forbidden. Ela minaku lemloich basa letzali. That's just a custom that we have to salt
the meat when you're going to roast it. And on Bekoimitz Rabbah, the Gemara Menachas of Chafal, is Menachas Dama that says, Molcha Behavchai, Bechaza Molchai, that you salted and you turn it over and you salted again. Garcinan, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbah, Rabbah says, Vechain Likadeira, so too when you're cooking in a pot. But Loi Garcinan, Vechain Latali, you don't say also for roasting, because you're right, roasting should not be a problem, like we said, because the blood's going to be expelled, and whatever didn't is not a problem. Next test, Master begins with the words of the Gemara, Machatchen is Hadilu and Lefnei Behema. You're allowed to cut the gourds in front of the animal. So Amir ben Tam, he says, the Ma'i, we were talking about Keshenitlish mena mechuber b'Shabbos, that the chiddush of this halach is that even though it got detached from where it was attached on Shabbos, which Duma did nevel, it's similar to the other case of the dead animal, that's not on Shabbos, it became nevel on Shabbos. So, but Tzarch Lemon the Perusha, you have to say, according to what Rabbi Tam is explaining, the Ayri must be Toma Be'in in a way, Shein Lesa Hadilun, that the gourds are not forbidden, which there's really two concerns. There's Loi Mishum Shemayala Be'yitlash, you know the concern that you generally do from things that were detached on Shabbos that you might go up and detach it. But Loi Mishum, and not that the Lavaka Gregs Vitzimukin, that it's totally Mukta, like things that are attached, it's out of sight, out of mind. It's there's no concern that it's like dried figs and raisins, that it's just like totally set aside, because the trade time of Ikal Esar, because these are really two reasons to say it's forbidden, Daba Nilkut, Menem Chubur, things that were harvested from attached on Shabbos, either because you didn't think of it, you don't want it from before Shabbos because it's attached, if it's Mukta, like Gerges Vitzimukun, or because if we let you use it, you might go and detach on Shabbos. No, it's not a problem. Why? Because the Reish Beya, in the beginning of Sechs Beya, the beginning of Alpha, Srinan, Paris, and Nation, and we say it's forbidden, the fruits that fell off, Shem Shema Yalva Yidlish, so we see that's one concern, that you might go up and detach it. And Berish and Sodden, in the Gemara within the Chavdam and Beis, beginning parak and sudden, Gabi Kachabim Shevi Dorin Li Yisrael, when a non-Jew brings a gift to a Jew on Shabbos, and Yesh Ma'isim Min B'Mechuber, we say, oh, if that same type is things that you it's still attached in that season now, also it's forbidden. A pinch record, Rashi explains, the filler of Shim and Ma'id, that even Shim would agree, so Tais still explaining these two concerns. He just said one, now he's saying the second one. Even Shim, who's generally the more lenient opinion regarding Mukta, he agrees that because Greg's Vitzimukin, that it's like dried figs and the raisins, that it's Mukta. Why? Because which means to say, like, it's totally set aside because it gets putrefied and no one's using it on Shabbos. So even he would agree it's mukta. The meloy locked on me'etmov, and the fact that he didn't pick it from before Shabbos, actinu, he set it aside. So those are really two concerns that are possible. But no, they're not problematic. V'chein nira, and that's how it seems to be safek muchen ayri kulish mitzvah. The whole sugi here is talking about things that you're not sure if they're mukta or not. And so why is it not a problem over here? But ayri hocha, here it's talking about kagun shishla, where he has an animal, that it's considered not mukta, it's considered bepired because of his animal, even if it's attached. Because animals could eat what's attached, and therefore he's not makatsi medaita. But the mindus, we said, you're not allowed to put your animal by something that's mukta. Pirish, that's a sub shenitlish of Shabbos, that those are herbs, grass that was detached on Shabbos. So you see that it is mukta. So this is how Pirish. But Rashi explains it, but they you're talking about where it was standing in its connectivity, meaning it wasn't where the animal could really reach. So you were makatsim daita. Then someone ended up pulling it off. Now it's there on the floor. Okay, therefore it's considered mukta. But in general, it would not be mukta when you have an animal. Another part you could say is halacha ayri, that actually you could say no. Here it's talking about b'yeshiv and mitzaba mosa yitlishu. You're sitting and anticipating when will it get detached, and behema nami ar b'yeshiv mitzaba, and the case of the behema, you also could say when regarding our mishnah of hashukas behema, the guy's waiting and anticipating shemishchatena. How's that possible? That maybe it's gonna be slaughtered by chereshet v'katan. Now even chereshet v'katan are not valid. We're talking about Bachem Roy Naisim, and he's waiting and hoping that someone else is going to be looking over them, thus making it a valid Shechita even on Shabbos, so that it's not Mukta. Chin Tzarech Lema Karchach, and this is what you have to say, because the Bereisha may be Bebeya, the beginning of the Perek may be Bebeya, the Vlaman and Bebeya's Mukha, it's obvious, the Cholecha, the Inyosha Mitzapa, that whenever a person is not sitting and waiting, anticipating something, Isla Rebishim agrees that Mukta is going to be a problem Mukta. So you have to say, even according to the most lenient interpretation, that if it's going to be permitted, that is Yeshiv Mitzapa. Now, Balek Lemech Nami. And so that's regarding
The second concern of Gregus, it's mukin. It's not considered as mukzer because it's considered as mukin. Now, additionally, there's no concern with the first one, shemay yitloish, that you might, well, if we let you, this thing that was detached, you might come detach yourself, that you might come detach. No, that's el beperes ilon. It's only like fruits of the tree, shem kalm lahasher, which they're very easy to detach. And vo'oid, moreover, the od mesavalehem. A person desires them, b'shechech, and he might forget, and, you know, he might come to do it himself. And b'chem b'mashke, so do we have b'mashke and shezavu, by liquids from a fruit, shem yischeit, that we're concerned that you might come to squeeze it, and therefore we make the juice forbidden. Yeah, because shekal ischeit, very easy to squeeze. Abedav, the boy, mor b'chatzina, but regarding things that need a hoe and tools and this and that, like the gourds that we're discussing over here, esaziluin, la, there we don't have the concern. It's not going to be a problem, shem yitlish. And v'chein dogim from the tzayd b'yamtim. So too regarding fish that were caught on yamtim, the asir that were said forbidden. Loim shem shem yatzer. It's not because you might come to trap it yourself, like we said, because it's not an easy thing. El shem muktzer kegregris. That's only for the other reason, because it's set aside like gregris. That because you didn't have it from before, so you didn't think about it. You totally said it like out of sight, out of mind. Tedi you should know because the oibikachavim shemila mayim lebehemtoy. In the case when a non-Jew fills up water for his animal, the Saif Kol Kisve, the Edin Per Kol Kisve, and Shabbos of Kol Chobez Manav, or the Va'asa Kebesh Lerid Boy, regarding the case when he makes a ramp to get up the boat. Lo Yisrin L'Yisrael, we don't say it's forbidden for the Jew to use a Gezerish HaMiyasena, that as a decree he might do it himself, because it's not an easy thing to do. It could be for a different reason, but not for that. Now, Masha Medam L'Kaman, this thing more compares later on Shemi Yishchot, our Halacha Mishnah, that, oh, well, you shouldn't be allowed to use it because you might come to slow these up. L'shem yischeit, to you might squeeze it, which says above the way squeezing is easy. That's why we say it's forbidden. Shem yischeit doesn't have that, so he says, "Afarsh lekamon be'ez Hashem." God willing, I'm going to explain this, and I'm going to base the maskel moedah that's not so simple. It's not really because, like we're saying, it's not really comparable. Now that's all one halacha according to Rabbeinu Tam. Vayidish lavarsh. Another way you could explain this whole halacha is the ayir benitlushum erev Shabbos. We're not talking about cutting gourds that were separated on Shabbos. They were separated from before Shabbos. Now, b'chitim, you're going to say, well, my lemem, then what's there to say? Of course, what's the problem? K'mash malon, the chiddush is the shor lemitzrach ba'uchla, either, depending which opinion you go with, the chiddush is that you're allowed to put in the effort in a food item, or l'shabi uchla, or to make it into food item. It depends if l'rav huna k'disle, preferring b'as for the Shabbos, and last preferring Shabbos, afkof nevon heim at alf, or if you would k'disle, or according to the way he holds, which either one holds that one of them is a problem, either the effort in a food item, or to make it into food item. And either one was saying, well, that's not a problem over here. It's not extra tircha, let's say, to cut up the gourds, and if it's permitted. And that's the chiddush. Now, one other question says, then why didn't we learn over there, Masechta Shabbos Gabi Pekiya Omer, regarding the case of untying the bundles, V'inach, and the other cases, the L, that are taught previously, which then there turns out this is really the same idea about, you know, putting efforts unnecessarily. Is mashum demili dechitoch? It's because things relating to cutting. We're teaching together, so it's the same idea of tircha, but there's cases of unbundling, and then there's things of cutting, and this is with the cutting categories, and that's why it wasn't with the ideas mentioned on the prior daf. Next test, master, begin with the words of the Gemara. Lo hayis nevela me'erev Shabbos. If it wasn't a nevela from before Shabbos, so then Rabbi Yehuda says it's asur. Because it wasn't min hamuchan, so says Tosis. That's gersina. That's the gersa. It wasn't available from before Shabbos. Legisin me'erev yamtiv. The gersa should not be. It was not available from before yamtiv. Why not? Because the muchan brish meseftes beya on the bezam and aleph. Because the kamar the gemara says gabe Shabbos. We find halacha sasim lantan the kireb shimon. We find anonymously the mishnah teaches like a shimon who's the more lenient opinion of muktzah. That not like we learned, and this is regarding Shabbos, our teaching, mechatchin es adiluin b'chulu, about cutting the gourds. So you see clearly that this halacha was said regarding Shabbos. Yamtiv actually has more chamidig halacha sometimes for muktzah. Then Tosfos has the following question. It says, v'hod korele muchen la'adam. Well, how are you calling this muchen la'adam? You're saying that, this is the teaching that Abaye says, oh, well, how are you comparing that halacha to the halacha of our Mishnah? There is Mukhan Adam and now it's Mukhan Klavim. Here is Mukhan Adam and now it's Mukhan Adam. But how are you calling Mukhan Adam? What do you mean? You can't slaughter on Shabbos. So as he says, Loisha Yirod L'Shachta doesn't mean because you could slaughter it. A claim, in other words, a medus la'odam, it's designated for man. So you know that's why you would say that it would be permitted. Previously, it was a medus la'odam, and it's still a medus la'odam. So that's meaning now that it's slaughtered. But yeah, previously it was considered a medus la'odam, not because you could slaughter it, but that's what it was meant for. Then it says to me, you can say, ask, take a second look. It says, you can say, but come with the bay on the above, and when a chicken hatches, and is laid on Yom Tov, the egg is laid on Yom Tov. Rav Amar, so he says, okay, that's forbidden. You're not allowed to use it on Yom Tov. But come a hasam, and it says it with the Amr, they said to him, why? What's the difference between this case of the egg that's laid? Le'egel shenoyle min ha-trefa. When you have a calf that's born from a trefa animal, that you're allowed to go ahead and it's not considered as mukta. So Shasik Rav was quiet. Parak Tigmar asked, "Am I Shasik Rav? Why was Rav quiet? Lemalu, why doesn't he tell them? It's different. Hayil muchan agav ima leklavim. What do you mean? The embryo of the animal, when it was in the mother's womb, it was fit for the dogs, like the mother, which is not the case like over here with the egg, which it's not even fit for dogs. Trying to Gemara answers, no, hashda muchan la'adam la'av muchan la'kladam la'klavim, if what's prepared for man is not considered prepared by the dogs, not like learned in the Mishnah. Imlois nebele, this teaching that we're quoting here in Adir Maschel. So muchan la'klavim la'av muchan la'adam, so you think it's prepared for the dogs, is considered prepared for man? So therefore, that wouldn't answer the question. That's why Rav didn't say that. But says Tosef Hashda, now, amai lo mefarish. Taimo, why didn't you say the reason is for the following idea? Shouldn't have a mukta machmas isser, because it's mukta because of a related isser that you can't go ahead and shecht. And Bechitim may begin to say, oh, we're talking about ba'oifa tle, we're talking about a bird and a sheep, shiroli nechai, that you don't have to shecht. It's fit lefnei netz v'ari in front of certain animals. Why would you explain in such a case? Look, why don't you just explain simply, it's not fit to feed it live. I mean, you can't even give it to the dogs because you would have to slaughter it, and that's not something that you could do. So why don't you say that? Pasha Rabbi Yisvi says, you're right. But the Mishnah, that's true. That's a true point too. But the Mishnah Yisairadayk, it's really from the extra teaching, the wording that the inference is. The Kivim the Tana also, once you said it's forbidden, Lomalei Lemishnah. So why do you have to say that the reason why the egg is problematic, the fish are inim and the mukhim, because it's not prepared? Elamashim, rather it sounds like that, meaning in our Mishnah that we're quoting over here in the Gemara from Shabbos, he says it wasn't in the middle from before Shabbat, it's Asura, and then he has the Lefisha and the Mukhan. Sounds like the Chileket time of the Muktzimach Masissa, even if you don't have the problem of Muktzimach Masissa, which is, yeah, because you can't slaughter an animal on Shabbos. Even if you don't have the reason, Kagim B'davashur, Lachi L'chai, for example, something that's fit to be eaten raw, without shechting, when it's alive, Abi Yomtiv, or even on Yomtiv, when you're allowed to shecht. Still, it's aser. Why? Because it's not prepared to be what it was originally for, and that's actually where the deek is that we have this limit from. Next test must begin the words of Gemara. So wait a second. If you don't consider it as oimid lachilas adam, then according to Behuda, who doesn't know the brayer, how are you allowed to slaughter any animal in yamtiv? Mashmat sounds like the Ksav Abai that Abai held this Dama Lachilo Emedis, that obviously that means to say, as he's pointing out, that an animal is generally meant for eating. But actually in regards to a chicken, Amar Abai says, Beresh Beit of Dalman Up, they meant this Lachilo Vemedis Lagal Beitzim. That's actually designated for eating and to lay eggs, and not just for eating. Next says, Mata begins the words, the Gemara, but the time from that we learn the Bereis HaLakech, Yayin, and we'd want to prove that Yehud does not hold a Brera. Which says, Logis in the Ditnan. The Gersa should not be Ditnan, as we learned in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah Leitani, because although this is in the Mishnah, but the Mishnah only says El Misadre Meir, but it doesn't have the teaching of Rabbi Yehuda. And so it says, Bakula Bereira, this whole teaching of Bereira, Mefush, Perek Kolaget, is explained in Gitnav Chav Heimanav, Merubit, Babakam, Nav Samach Tazim Beis, or Perek Makoma Arvin, Erevin, Dav Lamed Vav, Amed Beis.